This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Another day, another streaming service. Amazon, home of Prime Video, one of the biggies in the original content business, is starting up another one, Freedive, it's called, which is going to be a free but ad-supported service on its subsidiary, IMDb, the movie and TV show database. Now, why exactly would Amazon want to start another streaming service? Marketplace's Marielle Segarra is on that one.
More than 100 million people subscribe to Amazon's Prime service and have access to its video streaming. And Amazon's original shows are winning awards.
And the Golden Globe goes to Transparent. Amazon Instant Video.
And the Golden Globe goes to The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Amazon.
So why would Amazon start yet another streaming service? Brooke Erin Duffy teaches communications at Cornell.
Amazon Prime is exclusively available to people who are willing to pay for the subscription service, and not everyone is willing to.
The ad-based model allows Amazon to reach a different kind of viewer. That model isn't new to the streaming world. It is new to Amazon. But don't expect Freedive, Amazon's new service, to cut into its Prime business. The Freedive catalog will be filled with older shows and movies. Dan Rayburn is an analyst at Frost & Sullivan.
I mean, let's be honest here. How many people are really coming on to watch Gilligan's Island or Dracula movies on, you know, the IMDb website? It's not going to be that many.
But he says Amazon doesn't have much to lose here.
So the way these deals work, typically when it's content that's much older, the publisher or rights holder, something like Gilligan's Island, says, okay, Amazon, we'll give you this content for free up front, and in exchange, you'll share X percentage of all the ad revenue.
So it's a win-win, and it gives Amazon a chance to grow its already sizable several billion-dollar-a-year ad business. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.